the FARA disclosure of Israel's influencer campaign and its legal, tax, and ethical implications for individuals and platforms. Recent filings under the U.S. Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA, have exposed an influencer campaign dubbed the Esther Project, funded by the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Documents filed by Bridges Partners LLC on September 26, 2025 detail contracts routed through Havas Media Group Germany to engage social media influencers in posting pro-Israel content targeted at U.S. and global audiences. The disclosed budget totals roughly $900,000 for June through November 2025, supporting 14 to 18 influencers who produce 75 to 90 posts, with analysts estimating $6,000 to $7,000 per post. While these filings satisfy FARA's transparency requirement for Bridges Partners as the primary agent, they spotlight cascading risks, unregistered influencers' personal liabilities, platform enforcement duties under advertising law, and cross-border tax obligations. The case demonstrates how digital influence operations test mid-20th century statutes in an era of algorithmic amplification. The Foreign Agents Registration Act Framework. FARA, 22 U.S.C. Section 611, etc., originally crafted to expose Nazi propaganda, requires registration for anyone acting at the order, request, or under the direction or control of a foreign principal to shape U.S. policy or opinion. Filers must disclose activities, finances, and disseminated materials, updating semi-annually. Key provisions. 1. Broad applicability covers government contractors, PR firms, and individuals performing political or promotional work. 2. Individual accountability. Each natural person executing the activity must submit a short-form registration, regardless of an employer's filing. 3. Penalties. Civil fines for negligent lapses. Up to 5 years imprisonment or $10,000 fines for willful violations. 22 U.S.C. Section 618A, 18 U.S.C. Section 951. 3. Implications for the influencers. FARA obligations. Influencers aware of the Israeli sponsorship and the U.S. targeted intent qualify as agents, requiring individual short-form filings. Only Bridges Partners principal, Yuri Steinberg, appears registered. Unregistered participants could therefore be non-compliant. The DOJ's renewed focus on online influence campaigns, see FARA Unit Annual Reports 2023-24, suggests potential scrutiny even for micro-creators. Advertising law duties. The FTC Endorsement Guides, 16 CFR Part 255, demand clear hashtagged disclosures for paid content. Omission in political messaging constitutes a deceptive practice under Section 5 of the FTC Act, subjecting creators or sponsoring agencies to orders and fines. Taxation. Sponsored post income counts as self-employment income, 26 U.S.C. Section 1402. U.S. residents must report on Schedule C. Non-residents may face 30% withholding on U.S.-sourced work. Non-disclosure risks penalties of up to 75% of unpaid tax or felony prosecution, 26 U.S.C. Section 7201. Reputational consequences. Beyond statutory duties, secret coordination with a foreign state corrodes the authenticity on which influencer economies depend. For creators whose credibility is their currency, public exposure of undisclosed state payments can be career-ending. Implications for X-Corp and other platforms. Advertising and disclosure compliance. Under both FTC rules and EU DSA Articles 26-39, large platforms must ensure transparent labeling of sponsored material. If X's algorithms promote undisclosed political posts, regulators could deem that facilitation of deceptive advertising. Violations of the DSA's ad transparency or systemic risk provisions can draw fines of up to 6% of global turnover. FARA exposure. Platforms normally escape FARA liability as neutral carriers. Yet evidence of direct collaboration, such as algorithmic boosting sold as part of the Esther Project, could prompt DOJ inquiry under the statute's political propaganda clauses. Corporate tax. Because payments were made outside X's ad sales system, they do not affect corporate tax liability. The exposure lies in regulation, not revenue. Broader governance and policy implications. The Esther Project epitomizes the convergence of state propaganda with influencer marketing. Traditional lobbying assumed a visible boundary between governments and citizens, social media erases it. When geopolitical messaging masquerades as peer-to-peer authenticity, democratic discourse becomes indistinguishable from targeted advertising. Remedies under discussion include: DOJ issued FARA guidelines for online creators. Mandatory foreign sponsorship flags at the platform level. International tax coordination through the OECD on cross-border influence payments. The October 4, 2025, X-Corp verification and suspension incident. On October 4, 2025, users observed mass revocations of blue and gold verification badges from accounts critical of Israeli policy or the Esther Project disclosures, including journalists, academics, and NGOs. No public rationale accompanied the action. Soon after, the analytics account at Uncensored AI, which had scrutinized both the influencer program and X's moderation, was suspended without notice. An internal employee comment describing a policy enforcement review was later withdrawn, and the employee reportedly reprimanded. While X's terms permit discretionary badge removal, the timing, amid heightened discussion of foreign influence, invited allegations of viewpoint bias. Under the EU Digital Services Act, Article 34 obliges very large platforms to mitigate systemic risks such as disinformation and politically motivated moderation. A coordinated or retaliatory takedown could thus trigger European Commission scrutiny. In the US, such actions reopen debates about Section 230's scope and the quasi-public role of dominant communication platforms. Ethical and moral dimensions. Beyond statutes and filings lies a deeper moral question. What does it mean for truth and consent when democratic conversation is quietly bought and sold? 1. Deception of audiences. Paying influencers to present state propaganda as personal conviction undermines informed consent. Citizens deserve to know when persuasion is paid for by a government, especially one engaged in armed conflict. 2. Manipulation of empathy. Exploiting parasocial trust transforms emotional connection into an instrument of statecraft. Followers think they are hearing a friend. In reality, they are the target of a covert campaign. Erosion of journalistic space. When sponsored personal opinions flood feeds, they crowd out independent journalism and civic voices lacking equivalent funding. Information asymmetry becomes moral asymmetry. 4. Platform responsibility. X-Corp's algorithmic opacity turns moral accountability into statistical probability. A corporation that profits from engagement, even outrage, bears ethical responsibility for how its systems shape perception. 5. Complicity and conscience. Influencers who accept such contracts may satisfy the letter of the law through later disclosure, yet the spirit of authenticity, the moral compact between speaker and listener, is already broken. In moral terms, the Esther Project is not merely a legal footnote, it is a symptom of a broader ethical drift where truth becomes a commodity and democratic trust a tradable asset. Conclusion. The Esther Project's FARA filings mark a small victory for transparency but reveal vast enforcement and ethical gaps. Intermediaries registered, the individual influencers apparently did not. Each faces potential exposure under FARA, FTC, and tax law, while X-Corp confronts growing scrutiny under the DSA and public censure for perceived censorship. Yet the gravest consequence may be moral, a corrosion of public faith and authentic speech. As state narratives purchase private voices and platforms arbitrate visibility, the boundary between persuasion and manipulation dissolves. Updating laws is necessary. Rebuilding integrity is imperative. Until truth and sponsorship again occupy separate spaces, democratic discourse will remain hostage to the highest bidder. References. Bridges Partners LLC, Foreign Agents Registration Act Filings, U.S. Department of Justice, SEP 2625. Responsible Statecraft. Who are the influencers Israel is paying $7K per post? October 2, 2025. Jerusalem Post, Inside Israel's Esther Project. October 1, 2025. Al-Mayadeen English, Esther Project. Paid pro-Israel influencers skirt FARA rules. October 3, 2025. Middle East Eye, Israel paying U.S. influencers to reverse negative public opinion. October 3, 2025. ProPublica. Verified accounts on X are thriving as they spread Israel-Hamas conflict misinformation. December 19, 2023. Rolling Stone. Grok claims it was briefly suspended from X after accusing Israel of genocide. August 12, 2025. Business Standard. Why Musk's Grok AI was briefly suspended on X. August 12, 2025. Finance Yahoo News. X removes gold verification badge from the New York Times. October 2023. Al Jazeera. Shadow banning. Are social media giants censoring pro-Palestine voices? October 24, 2023. European Commission, Digital Services Act proceedings against X Corp, 2023 to 2025. U.S. Department of Justice, FARA Enforcement Unit Annual Reports 2023 to 2024. U.S. Federal Trade Commission, Endorsement Guides, 16 CFR Part 255, 2023. Internal Revenue Service, Publication 334, Tax Guide for Small Business, 2024.